you believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Jesus here responds about the way to the Father. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The gospel for this evening. Tonight we continue our focus on, for the season of Lent, we're focusing on the hymn Beneath the Cross of Jesus, and we're taking a segment each time. Tonight's segment is A Home Within a Wilderness and a Rest Upon the Way. On the stand over there, you'll see the sign that has that reminder, that section of the song, and tonight you take home a pillow for your rest upon the way. So make sure you grab one as you leave. There are two key words in the message tonight: rest and way. An optional one is house or home, and we had a lot of that in our responsive psalm about the house. But rest is very prevalent in our culture. Preschoolers and young children have rest time. That's a time that they back away from stimulating activity and they slow down. They slow down their body and their mind. Hopefully they slow down their body and their mind, because that's also a rest time for the teacher, or it should be. We have rest rooms. Rooms in buildings that are dedicated to rest. A place of relief and a place to refresh. And perhaps even escape. Or maybe it's just to spend time alone. We have rest stops. These are structured areas off the interstate highway, a place to slow down and stop and seek direction. Sometimes we change drivers or we change roles. Children will change seats from the back seat to the front seat, and so forth. In music, a rest can be of varying value. It's a period of quiet. Time to stop, take a breath, and pause before you continue. And Cal will be one to tell you that when there's a rest, you stop singing. Don't hold that note through the rest. We often encourage those people that are overworked or ill or stressed to go home and rest. And I've said that numerous times myself. Well, someone will tell me about the horrible day they had. You go home and rest. So we use rest a lot. But I don't think we use the word, but I'm not sure we actually rest as much as we would like. The other word that we focused on tonight, key word, is the way. Now, Jesus shared with the disciples that they knew the way, and they were just terribly confused because they didn't know what he was talking about. They wanted a map to where, or a direction to what, or a clue to understand what he meant about the way. Now, Jesus doesn't claim to teach or present the way, but he is to be the way. He is the way. It is through him that we get to where we are going, which is our Father's house. The Bible assumes that sinful humanity has closed off its access to God. There's no way through our human effort that we can get to God. That road is closed. The bridge is out. We're not going to get there on our own effort. The only way we get to God is through Jesus Christ. Elizabeth Clefane, she's the lady that wrote the words to the tune Beneath the Cross of Jesus. She did not write the music, but she wrote the poem. Remember, she was born in 1830, died in 1869. She was 39 years old, frail in health. Her parents died when she was young. She had a very tragic life. But her nickname was Sunbeam because she had this great outlook. And yet she writes these words about being sheltered by the cross and the cross being a rest upon the way. She had great regard for the scriptures and a great understanding. Just as the discussion that Jesus had with his disciples, he knew their affliction. And their affliction is they were scared. They didn't want to hear all of this that he had told them about him dying and so forth. He knew how they were afflicted and he knew how that affected them. He knows how you are afflicted. He knows how you are hurting. He knows what your issues are. And he knows how that affects you as well. Some of us, we get nervous and scared. We might act out in rage. Others might just get depressed and draw in. God knows that. He knows everything about you. He knows how you are afflicted. And he knows how that affliction affects you. And he cares. The key there is he cares because he loves you. He knows how we react. The disciples were truly confused because they'd left their home, and now he's talking about going to a father's house. To them, they thought, well, he's going to go to this town, and that's where he will be declared king, and everything will be hunky-dory fine because that's what the Messiah was going to do for us. They didn't have a map. They didn't know what city he was going to. He wasn't going to a city. In their mind, they wanted that tangible. They had left their home. They had left everything. They left it all for him. And now their vision of the kingdom didn't match up with what Jesus is telling him, because in the time that they'd known him, had the world gotten any better? The Romans were still enslaving them. They still had other countries that were after them. They had spent this much time with him. The world had not improved the way they thought it would. And so with the news about him leaving them, they felt defeated and deserted and exposed. They'd given up everything, and now he was going to leave them. But Jesus knew that, just like he knows everything about you. And sometimes believing in God can be overwhelming. We can be overwhelmed by the thought. By believing in Jesus as the mediator between God and humanity, our belief in God becomes comfortable. One of the quotes that I read this week was, "The joy of faith is the best remedy for a troubled heart, a remedy with a promise attached." Now, when we have troubles, we're looking for solutions to those troubles. We want a remedy. We want something that will make it all better. And having joy in your faith can do remarkable things to remedy whatever troubles your heart. Our faith makes believing more comfortable. If Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us, did you know that he will prepare us for that place? He's not going to leave us hanging. He's not going to abandon us just as the disciples thought. God doesn't do that. Now, it was possible for Elizabeth, our young, frail girl, to find rest beneath the cross, that instrument of torture. So how is it possible for us to find rest in that same cross? The cross was a symbol of torture, but that's long past. It has become a sign of God's love. And that's what we need to look to the sign of the cross for. I think that was apparent in the many of you that brought crosses that first week. Those crosses meant something to you. They were valuable. You didn't bring them because that was a sign of torture. You brought them because that was a sign of faith and hope and God's love to you. We may not think we know the way to God's house or the way to eternity, but we might be overthinking it. We might want how many kilometers or miles or feet or steps or time. We might want all of those facts that are going to help us to understand, but we overthink it. We need to rest in the cross, a cross that's comforting and rejuvenating. Those preschoolers needed to back away from stimulating activity, and so do we. We need to slow down our body and mind. Think about God. Think about the situation. We need to spend time alone with God. We need to seek direction, just like those people at the rest stop. We need to change drivers, perhaps. Let God drive for a while instead of us. There's that old saying about, you know, God is my co-pilot. If God is your co-pilot, you've got the wrong person flying that plane. God is the one that needs to be the pilot. You may be a co-pilot. We need to be like treat it like a rest stop. Change drivers. Let God be in charge. Take a breath and pause like we do in music before we continue on the way. And believe it or not, you do know the way. So I ask you to take time to rest beneath the cross of Jesus. Amen.